and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Now, whose idea was it for me to have taken up four pages in this notebook of mine, my trusty notebook, on
mock schedules
on fake bill schedules? Whose idea was that? I mean, literally four pages are just used up by the bill schedule. No, this other one I didn't even really get anywhere because I made a mistake right away with having three home games together, but they do have that. A lot of teams,
yeah.
I haven't mentioned this with you yet, but the three-game road trip / homestand, whichever. There's plenty of that on the NFL schedule.
Mm.
Anyway, can I blame you for this? I've got four pages taken up. It's getting late here for this notebook.
Well,
I really could use the space.
Can you just tear those pages out?
I mean, I would never.
That's not going to replace the pages. You would never.
No reason to. It doesn't erase them, like you said, right?
Right, but they're out of there. Like, if it's annoying you that they're there.
It's annoying me.
You have no use for them. I wouldn't think ever really going to need to look at a mock bill schedule.
No, but there could be something useful on the other side.
I see. I didn't know.
I'm on the backs now.
I thought maybe you were. I apologize. I didn't understand the gravity of the situation. I'm not sure you still do. I thought you had two pages with four schedules, front, back.
No.
Tear those out. They're gone.
What I do is go all the way to the back using the fronts and then come all the way back the other way using the backs, like a normal person would do.
This is the most insane assertion you've ever made on the show.
What are you talking about?
Ever.
You would use the back of a page?
Front, back, like you're reading a book. Yeah, like a normal person.
Really?
Yeah, front, back. That's how you turn pages. What are you doing? Front, all the way. Wow. I don't really know what to say.
Well, it's going to come out the same.
Sure.
Oh, look, here's a schedule. Wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Here's a fake schedule from last year. I think this is fake. They didn't play the Jets on Sunday Night Football in week one. Maybe this is 2 years ago. When did they play Tampa? 2 years ago.
Yeah.
This is a fake schedule from 2023. I see. I'm judicious with the pages.
With a blank page across from.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had that Cowboys game on a Thursday night. What do you know? It wasn't on a Thursday night. It was a Sunday.
There's a few. I don't want to say many things because I'm not sure I have many things, but there's a couple of things that really stand out here. One, that you just so authoritatively said, like a normal person.
Yes.
And I'm going to guess that 99.9% of society agrees with me.
Really?
Yeah.
99.9?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Name a thing. 99.9.
Yeah, really. What could that
bread
thing be?
Bread is good.
Okay. No, I like this better than bread is good.
More people agree with you on how you use a notebook
than
whether you think bread is good.
Yes, there's going to be people that never eat bread. There's people out there that never eat vegetables or never eat meat. There's going to be people that don't eat bread.
Okay.
Way more than 0.1% of the population, I would estimate.
Okay.
This notebook thing, I don't know, man. Did you do this when you were in school? Any level of school using notebooks?
I might have had a mom who said, you know, like, don't waste the pages. Like, maybe do it your way.
Right.
So that I would not. But I'm not wasting the pages.
No, as long as you're using them. It's just when I. Yeah, I don't know.
This is the history of the golf bet.
Well, that's an impressive thing to have. How long have you had this notebook? A while?
I went back
and figured, wow.
I wanted to find out how we did historically in the golf bet. So sometime between mock schedules in 2023 and today, I went through.
Did you reach any conclusions about
I don't know.
Who has the better end of that thing?
I was thinking today about the next one, which will be the U.S. Open in 2 weeks. and it'll be yours, right? Or Brian?
No,
it'll
Brian.
Be
Brian. I had the Masters.
Gene Sartori's
head
is blocking them.
It'll
be Brian.
I have two this year, yeah.
And I was thinking that the person picking has been on a hot streak. And as I look at this now, it is 6 out of 7.
Okay.
That the person picking the players has won. But, I mean, look at the names. Koepka, Scheffler, DeChambeau, Shoffley, McIlroy, Scheffler. I mean, it's not exactly Larry Nelson winning in 1983.
Right.
Quote Larry Nelson. He wasn't. Yeah. He's not the best example. Mark Brooks. So, yes, I just don't really need all this space taken up, but I've got it, and we'll make do. And thank you for your scrutiny.
I think the scrutiny is warranted. Okay. I'm hoping to get lots of feedback on it.
Lots.
It sort of blows my mind that you would use a notebook.
We're not getting lots of feedback on James Cook. Good luck with the notebook gambit. You know what the best thing is right now about Bills life? Or life with a team like the Bills?
I can think of a few things.
Not having the Diggs nonsense today.
Yeah, that's up there.
Right?
That is very high on the list.
My favorite thing about having our show be about the Bills and not, say, the Patriots today is maybe we don't have to argue about whether Stephon Diggs being on a boat with 100 women and maybe drugs matters while the rest of the team is at work.
Right.
You know, because that, you know how that goes.
Right. While he's rehabilitating an injury.
Guys, why are we taking this seriously?
Right.
You can't rely. This would have been me last time when he was on the team. Right? Why do we have to worry about this? He's a professional. He'll show up. He'll catch 100 passes. He'll be second team all pro. And we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what I would say? 2 years ago?
Probably.
If he's on the boat?
Probably, yes. Yes. Yes.
Does it depend on some of the circumstances? I don't know. Does the injury matter? New team? Doesn't new team matter?
New team.
If Diggs the injury, first year.
Good impressions. Like, I don't know how far of a. I haven't really thought a lot about it other than I didn't really recognize the powder. I'm out of touch. I saw him pull something out of a pocket, and I'm like, I went to my kids. What do we got here?
That's a loaded question.
Not really sure what's going on here. Because, I just don't know.
Were you hoping they would know?
No, actually. No.
Okay.
Owen had a pretty authoritative opinion.
Interesting.
About it. Because I don't really know why, but he did. Anyway.
Makes you think.
It could. Let's move on. I haven't thought a ton about it, but... I think how big of a leap would it be? Fourth team now, right? 1 year injury. He's in Houston. Now he's in New England. I don't know. He's on a boat, and there's drugs, and there's all these women, and maybe he's telling them to call him daddy or something. I couldn't really make out the audio. I don't know what's happening, and would it be insane to assert like? He's just mailing in the rest of his career. He's done. He's made all his money. He got hurt, and he's just going to Coke boat parties now.
Allegedly.
Right. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's some kind of legitimate pain medication that
maybe.
Is
probably.
Get handed out
that's
that
what
way
I think.
At the pharmacy.
That's what I think.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Really.
I think it's Bayer.
Right.
Aspirin. That's what I think it is. Well, funny how it works.
Yeah.
When he's yours? Come on. It's only May. Give me the top 10 answers.
It's his own time.
On the phone, on the Twitter, once we get, clipped, ripping them.
Yeah.
And then what do the next 200 comments say? It's only May. These guys are the worst.
Lots
did they hang up on somebody?
Lots of guys. Lots of guys do that. You just don't see video
right,
of it.
Right. Exactly. That's a good one. Everybody does it. It's just not on camera.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's like no biggie. Maybe that's correct.
It might be.
We don't know yet.
I don't know.
It's not great.
No, it's not.
If he worked for you, how would you feel? If he was your player, how would you feel?
Why did
I go to school? Or whatever you say on that one.
Why didn't I stay in school?
Why didn't I stay in school? Why am I in this ridiculous job where I'm the boss... but really, not really. I'm just, I'm only Mike Vrabel. I can't really control the whole situation here. I was thinking about him, and I want there to be something left to do with him, you know, to answer to make as a conclusion, but I think it's all kind of clear. Think of what are the questions you might ask if you had this job. What are the questions you might ask about Diggs in a conversation, like and the Bills' experience with him? For example, was it worth doing?
That's fine. It's a fine question to ask. It's one that I've answered without even really being asked many times.
The answer is, of course.
Yeah,
it was. Of course, it was totally worth doing.
Even as bumpy as it ever got, and as messy as it ended, I would do it again.
Yeah. Right. How could you not? How could you not want to? Right. How could you say no to that? I think.
Yeah, I think you got to twist yourself up pretty hard to assume the Bills would have drafted Justin Jefferson and had a player 5 years younger for 4 years on a rookie contract that was playing at the level he was playing at. I mean, that's the only stick in it, is that the pick they used to acquire him got used on a younger, better version of Diggs.
Okay.
But you can't assume that the Bills would have done that, and so whatever.
But just to play that out, you could say that they should have, because that's how the draft is, right? You're supposed to treat this like they know who's good. And so even if they were saved from Jalen Reagor in the pick before, they would have picked, of course, they would have picked Justin Jefferson, because we don't have those jobs because we're not qualified. So, of course, they would know to pick Justin Jefferson in that spot, right? So that you could look at it that way. You know, a lot of people do. And then could you say, I mean, there are people in the world who would say this, that the trade was bad because Jefferson exists.
Well, I think that assumes too much, like I'm saying. I know people would say that. I wouldn't agree with them. I think they're wrong. But that is the one little an island of the trade that, you know, circumstantially you just go, well, what a, ask it this way. Who would I rather be once Jefferson shows up and is what Jefferson has become? You'd rather be the team with him.
Yep.
So that, it's opinion, but I mean, I think you'd be nuts to take the other side in
but
that.
Diggs did but, so well.
Yeah, he did.
Right? It's Mahomes and Allen a little bit.
How so?
Just pick Mahomes.
Oh, right, right. Yeah.
But Allen is great.
Yeah.
And you don't really regret not picking Mahomes, right? I mean, most days you don't, because Allen is so good and he's so perfect. So, like, you could. Maybe it is pretty close. Mahomes is to Allen what Jefferson is to Diggs.
I don't think I want my name on. I don't regret not drafting Mahomes.
Okay.
That's
fair.
I that draft came around and I found my way to really wanting him. Not that I knew he was going to do this or anything, but I just thought he had something. So Allen is great, but he does keep losing to that guy one way or another. So I don't know if the roles were reversed. I think a lot of Bills fans feel this way, that if Allen were there and Mahomes were here, the same would be happening because of McDermott. Like if Allen had Reed and Spagnuolo and like everything that's gone on there, that he'd be the one with the rings and Mahomes and the Bills would be chasing. And I don't absolutely, I mean, who knows? I mean, they are both excellent.
You'll listen to that.
But I would listen to that. I only get so far because okay. Allen is so good that it's barely, but you know, just still, if one's a little better, I'd want the little better one.
But we're down pretty far into the rabbit hole now.
Yes, we are.
So as far as Diggs goes, would you make the trade? Sure. I mean, duh. He was a huge help. He was a great player. He was a fan favorite for a while. I mean, he was a win.
And he was established and like a known commodity, which, again, with the draft, you wouldn't know. And how quickly did it become apparent that Jefferson was going to be a superstar? Was it right away? Was his rookie year unbelievable?
Close.
So, I mean, maybe they would have hit the ground running. And it would have looked almost the same. Production-wise, Allen's emergence, all of that Diggs gets some credit for, maybe Jefferson would have done the same thing for him.
But, you know, not to belabor this one part of it, but you can't really, in my opinion, at least, you can't really blame the GM for a move where you get an A, but the other side gets an A+. Right?
Right. Like none of this is, I'm not criticizing the trade at all.
Okay.
I've defended it anytime it's ever come up.
Okay.
That I would do it again, even with the baggage and all the mess. Whatever. Fine. I'm just pointing out where are the soft spots where you can like poke at and see if what about that part? But again, I think the whole premise of the keep the pick and draft Jefferson is flawed. I mean, they could have drafted an offensive tackle or something if they kept the pick. Who knows?
So what questions can be asked? What debates can still be had about Stephon Diggs and the Bills? Like, should they have traded for him? We covered that. Yes. I mean, they did great. Could they have maybe done better? Yes. But they did great. Done. Should he still be on the team? So last year happened. A year ago, we were arguing about Diggs being traded because it had just happened. Will it work? Did it work? They were no less of a team without him.
Right.
And they really didn't replace him with anybody at all on the same level. Like we've been all over it. They won anyway.
Yeah. They tried eventually. They pivoted 6 or whatever weeks into the season to Cooper. He didn't come close to duplicating anything. Even like the worst of Diggs production-wise was maybe where Cooper was at. You just didn't get. But they did make an attempt. I do like pointing that out, that for all the everybody eats and all the stuff, they traded a nice asset for a guy that I think was supposed to come in and be the number one guy.
Should they have traded for him? Sure. It worked. Should they have traded him last year? Well, kind of worked. Like, it didn't. It's an argument I would not want to even try to make, that had he been on the Bills last year, it would have been a better season. His playoff results the previous years, down the stretch, and the playoffs, and he got hurt anyway. Like, has anybody even thought of that? Have you ever heard anybody say it?
What this team really needed was Diggs.
That last year, the Bills would have been better, they would have won, had they had Diggs around. Like, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that, fans or anybody. So, should they have traded for him? Yeah. Should they have traded him when they did? Hard to say no.
I think so. I mean, without knowing exactly, you know, what the pressure points were and how, you know, how urgently they needed to clear that out of their orbit. I trust that the fact that they did it, I'm going to trust them that it was warranted, that they didn't overreact. They went through the previous year. It was bumpy at this time of the year, right? We're coming up on mandatory minicamp, and that's the 2 years ago now. Very concerned. He's not here. Turns out he was here. There was an argument, whatever. Whatever was happening there, they smoothed that over and got through another year. And then, who knows? I don't know if Diggs came in and just said, I don't want to do this anymore. And they said, okay, we agree. And that was it. Or if there was a blow-up and drama off the field, who knows? Maybe they had video of him on a boat. I have no idea what happened, but I trust that there was enough, you know, going on around that whole situation that they felt they needed to relieve it.
Poor Boats.
Yes.
Hard to besmirch Boats like this.
Boats are getting a rough ride.
Boats are taking a beating. So, again, should they have traded for him? Yeah. Should they have traded him when they did? Okay. It didn't backfire. That's the least you could say.
Right.
Should they have traded him earlier? Was it a year too late? I don't know.
The return they got was pretty good. I mean, receiver-wise, to get a second was, I'm going to say, great with his contract in
compared
place.
Compared to, like, Dallas and Amari, some of the other ones. Okay, sure.
I think they did really well. So I don't think they waited too long. It's hard for me to imagine his value being more than what they got for him.
right?
So the timing of it, I think, didn't hurt them.
So we're here now. What is left to talk about? You know, they did it. We approve. It went great. It wore thin. They got out. It was controversial to make the trade, but last year happened, and they set a franchise record in scoring. How hard can you kick at that?
Right.
And then now what? I mean, now he's had an injury since, and now you've got today, whatever that is. Mike Vrabel doesn't seem too pleased. He didn't pretend to not care.
Oh, figure.
Like I'm here. So I feel like there's just – I want there to be something more to sink my teeth into with the Diggs years. And I just don't know what it would be. Like the two seasons – the last two seasons were the same in how – as it got into December and January, he was less productive. Like the bulk of his production was in the first half of those last 2 years. Not so much before that. I mean, he had a couple of good playoff games earlier. But that happened, and I don't know what I can do about that. I mean, it's not like they should have benched him or just there's right. nothing I can really do with that. So I'm sort of left like – and what for me is an uncomfortable position, which is like there's not really anything to debate with him, I think. Unless you've got something out there. I don't know. I'd love to talk about him. I mean, it was a very important move and impactful. And it, you know, to be redundant, it meant so much to their fortunes. They went from good to great when he got here. Like, that was the move. I mean, the Jefferson stuff... he wasn't a rookie. You know, he was a well-established right. star receiver in the league, and that meant something to that equation that he wasn't, you know, right. young.
Yeah, so, he had, yeah. Another part of the Jefferson thing that I don't really like, I think it's like a faulty construct, is that however good he was as a rookie and how quickly he became one of the, if not the best receiver in the game, he was not walking in the door with the kind of clout that Diggs already had to sort of change the competitive temperament of the team. And I feel like Diggs should get, has gotten, at least from my end of this, and I think a lot of people, a lot of credit for being the way he was when he got here. And there's bad that comes with that, as we all saw eventually, his personality. But he was driven and demanded excellent, whatever. He just, they became a more serious franchise when he got here to me.
That's right. Anybody think there's like a false narrative about him or that there's something that people get wrong about Diggs? 803-0550. It's New England's deal now. I don't want to say problem like we know it's a problem, but today's kind of hilarious. We will talk about the Broncos today. Zach Stevens will be our guest coming up at 4. We'll look for your calls next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.